for a modern margarita in City North in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough. What is this today? Breakthrough Sports? Breakthrough Entertainment? Breakthrough Thinking?
Breakthrough Restaurants?
I think Breakthrough to the Other Side, the doors. Remember that?
Yeah.
Break on through to the other side.
That's
whatever
good, that's
it is,
that
is the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network Live Modern Margarita. I'm Dave Isaac, along with Greg Isaac and Paige DeMacos. This is on behalf of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, the great executive director right over there, Jason Bressler, setting up for a great networking event tonight, Paige.
So technically we could call it almost like a North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce hour.
Kind of.
It's semi and little bit of a restaurant hour.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, a restaurant hour. That's right, because we are at Modern Margarita.
Yeah, Margarita Hour.
And that reminds me of Modern Family. Yeah,
great show.
Is this a restaurant like Modern Family?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to see the vibe yet.
Oh, the vibe. That's right. We're going to have a special guest, the general manager, Rich Rush, right here.
Got a cool name. I think he's got a cool name.
I love that name. RR, you could call him. Like a pirate. RR.
Rich Rush, he's like got to be like an athlete or I don't know. Rich Rush, it kind of feels like a celebrity name.
I think he is a celebrity.
Well, we just made him a celebrity.
We did. And then later on, are we going to have Julian Wright?
I believe we are. The owner of Fork and Dagger. He owns a couple of restaurants across the street. La Boca. He owns La Boca in Tempe. He owns this restaurant here, Modern Margarita, and a couple of other restaurants, I believe, in the Valley. He's a part of Fork and Dagger. It's a company.
I've been there before. It's good.
Where?
The Fork and Dagger. Isn't that what he owns?
I don't know if that's the name of the restaurant.
Oh,
I think it's the name of the business group.
Oh, that's what it's called. Yeah. I think there is a Fork and Dagger.
I believe there is a restaurant called Fork and Dagger.
There'll be a dagger thrown at me.
But we liked. We had a great time at La Boca last time.
Excellent.
Great food. Great
who
atmosphere.
Who was there from San Diego? Do you remember?
Trish.
Yes. Yeah. She was there.
The Trish Master.
And really, I like that. And the food was really good there.
The food was phenomenal. As a Greek individual, then the food that they serve is Mediterranean. I can say that it was pretty dang authentic.
Yeah. They serve Greek food?
They have Mediterranean food. So they serve, you know, hummus, tapas, different dishes that they had. They did flatbreads. I remember we had some really good flatbreads over
pizza.
There. Pizza, meatballs, whatever they had. They had quite the variety of food, and I think Greg's going to start crying because he's probably very hungry now.
I think he is hungry, but we can see our special guest. Wait, there he is. Are you ready, our special guest?
Sure.
All right, come on in, and we'll set you up with a headset here. We're live from Modern Margarita. And, of course, joining us in about 2 seconds. One, two, is Rich Rush, General Manager. Hey, Rich.
How you doing?
Oh, good. Oh, wait, there you are. Hi, you're on.
All right, how you doing?
Oh, good. This is a fantastic restaurant. You know, we were at La Boca, and I was watching Modern Margarita when we did the La Boca deal, and I said, I wish I could go there, and here we are.
That we won't tell the La Boca guys that.
No. So they could hear us from here, maybe. But anyway, I want to say one thing before we get started. You have a college name.
You think so?
Rich Rush. Don't they have Rush, what is it called?
Yeah, it's
Rush Week.
Rush Week for sororities and fraternities.
Yeah.
Were you in a fraternity?
I was never Greek life.
You weren't a frat guy. All right, well, we'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, but you have the name for it. So
I do, yeah.
That's the main
thing. Did you hang out with sorority girls?
As much as I could.
There you go. Then there's
the answer. Said past tense. Good.
I'm out of the college team.
Yeah, but they grow up, too.
Fair enough.
Okay, there we go. And there's a few that we've...
I'm a sorority girl. I'm right in front of you.
Oh, yeah, see?
What house?
Alpha Chi Omega.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
Yep.
Alpha Chi Omega.
Alpha Chi Omega.
I was Alpha Chi Omega 3. I take Omega 3.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Very funny. Anyway, here we are, Modern Margarita, City North. This is really... would you call this the best-kept secret in Phoenix? Because every time I come here, it's like, wow, this is really cool. And a lot of people may not quite know about this whole area.
It's an emerging area for sure.
Yeah.
When we came along, this area was kind of on a revival. So we got in early, got set up. Now we have other big names coming in like Toby Keith and
other
things. So this area, I think, will very quickly become a destination.
Isn't there some they're going to build? I mean, the idea is that they're going to keep building around this area to eventually just build this entire area outside of City North.
I'm not incidentally informed with a greater plan, but as
yeah.
far as I know, there is a multi-phase
yeah.
master plan to this area. When they first started with it, it was also kind of when the recession started to set in, so
yeah.
a lot of that got halted. But now that there's a lot more renewed interest in the area, including, you know, our locations coming in, La Boca coming in, as well as other companies, I think they're just going to start moving forward with expanding the area.
So tell us how the weekends are here, or even the weeknights, but I suspect it really jumps during the weekends.
Absolutely, yeah. We have really solid, you know, kind of cool lunch and happy hour crowd that's fueled a lot by the commercial businesses that are in the City North area. But on the weekends, there's a lot more people in the neighborhood and the greater area that are learning to come to City North for nightlife, dining, Ocean Prime. We have, you know, Blue Martini across the street. So City North is expanding its portfolio of things to offer people, which will make it more of kind of a little hopping around bar areas and kind of keeps the area fresh and young. And
you know, it's a great area. I mean, I could see the 101 right from here. Mm-hmm. You're near Scottsdale. You're in Phoenix. But the freeway access should give it a real prime location.
Absolutely. And with Desert Ridge just a stone's throw away, there's a, you know, large pool of people in this immediate area that may not even, you know, be turned on to the City North area yet that are starting to learn about us. And we're getting busier every day, so it's fantastic.
What are some of the specials you guys run throughout the week as far as happy hour, and what are some of the more popular items necessarily?
We're actually very aggressive when it comes to our happy hour. We do a happy hour 7 days a week from when we open at 11 a.m. up until 6:30. We do on our cocktails, and then from food we do from 3 to 6:30, 7 days a week.
Oh, wow. That's a nice time span.
Absolutely. We got, 7.5 hours of happy hour every day. And then we may or may not have some other specials going on, like Taco Tuesday. We have some tacos on
special
all day long. Margarita Monday, we have margaritas on special all day long.
Tell us about tacos.
You heard it.
I love the tacos, but I hear you did very well in some competition.
Yeah, we were involved in the Taco Fest this year, and we placed first and third for some of the tacos we entered. We have them on the menu. You can come down and have them. As well as the Phoenix Tequila Festival, we entered one of our margaritas and got second place with it.
Wow.
That was also on the menu. You can try to come down and try that one as well.
A round of applause.
Talk about the margaritas, though. I know you said off the air that you guys are starting to implement some new ones, and you had a special one that's going right now.
Sure. So the margaritas we have on right now, we have a very expensive industrial-sized lime juice machine that we dump limes into and get fresh lime juice out of. We use as the base for all our margaritas, so you get that fresh taste. It's not like a sour mix. But we're going to start stepping it up a notch and implementing craft margaritas that have more muddled, fresh ingredients. So one that we're piloting right now is a strawberry rhubarb margarita because those ingredients are in season right now. So we take fresh rhubarb, we make simple syrup out of it, we muddle strawberries into it.
Wow.
It has this really kind of summertime fresh, delicious taste, and we're hoping to have that on the new menu as well as some other ones. I won't give them all away, but we have some interesting flavors like black peppercorn hibiscus. We have a swirl of cucumber.
Wow.
So we'll have some interesting combinations that you wouldn't expect to go well together, but they're top-notch.
Do you have sort of a root beer float type of margarita?
Not yet, but now that I have your idea.
I love A&W. Anyway, so what happens here? So you're open till, what are your hours? I know you said 11 a.m.
Well, we open at 11 a.m. During the week, we'll close the kitchen around 10, bar around 11, and those are kind of soft numbers. If we got a crowd in here, we'll keep it open as long as the party's going. On the weekends, we're open till 1.
Oh, really?
But we're hoping with the way this area is going right now that we'll be able to start expanding hours and offering more late-night options. And
those are good hours, though.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
We keep keep a nice core group. And we have different demographics that come in throughout the day. You know, we have the business guys that come in for lunch, and then happy hour we get a bunch of people from the surrounding community. Then dinner we have people that I talk to. They come in from other parts of Phoenix, you know, that may have heard about us their families or what have you. And then late night we get, you know, those people are coming down to party and
want to have margaritas.
A couple shots of tequila maybe.
Oh.
What's your favorite menu item?
Oh, man. On the food menu.
And you can margarita as well.
Well, the carne asada is, hands down, probably my favorite. We use
what is that?
Carne asada steak. We marinate it, and then we have, like, fresh avocado, grilled onion, chimichurri, crushed tomato salsa. It's actually very, like, basic as far as number of ingredients on it, but really flavorful. Margaritas, we have another margarita that's kind of off the menu right now, which we're planning on putting on there. We call it the Clooney.
So you're after George?
After George Clooney. He's part owner of Casamigos Tequila. So we use Casamigos Reposado, Cointreau, fresh lime juice, a little muddled orange.
Oh.
Kind of like a riff on a Cadillac margarita.
Okay.
Don't we need a little mini margaritas right now?
Yeah, I mean, the more we talk about it, the more I want a margarita.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Mini margarita.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually.
We do offer a 60-ounce party margarita.
What does that look like?
For the table. It's, I don't know, it's hard to say. I mean, it's like a big fishbowl kind of.
It's about 7, you know, 15 straws or
basically,
something?
Basically, yeah. So if you got a,
you
know,
could go swimming in it.
Pretty much. You know, if we get a lot of bachelorette parties or birthday
oh, really?
Parties to come in, they'll get the monster margarita.
Yeah, call me later on
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
We'll do a live broadcast. Why, bachelor party number one. That would be really cool. Hey, actually, that would be good to do like
a
dating game, bachelorette type of thing.
That
would be sort of fun.
That would be cool, yeah.
Yeah, we should talk about that. But anyway, now you're the general manager.
Correct.
And you got to really, you have a passion for what you do, I'm sure, because it's long hours.
Sure.
And I could tell you have a, you know, we just met, but you have a great personality.
Oh.
And I think that adds to customer service, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of what we look at, what we do, is not necessarily just, you know, feeding people or whatnot. You know, it's really about providing an experience. And
yeah.
The food, the drinks, the hospitality, the atmosphere, those are just all kind of delivery mechanisms for this experience we try to provide. So it definitely does take a certain amount of passion and attention to detail to pull it off. And
I would think so. And getting the right people, are you in charge of hiring, the interview process?
We've departmentalized it a little bit. So I hire for some departments, and then Brian over there, he hires for like our servers, hostesses. So it's divided up, but we do have kind of a philosophy when it comes to, you know, who we choose and, you know, how we train them. And
I'm thinking that you probably have the assignment of hiring the bachelorette party people. That's what I'm thinking. Am I right?
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Many as we can get.
Yeah.
How did you get started in the restaurant business?
It kind of started off as a summertime job when I was a kid. And then
a kid? You look young, sir.
Thanks. And then when I moved into the college scene, I was, you know, kind of bartending on the side.
Oh.
And then I graduated at that perfect moment where no one was hiring in my field. So I kind of was stuck with the hospitality thing. It was something I had a lot of fun with. I was good at it, you know. And it actually turned out to be a more fulfilling career path for me than what I went to school for. So
would you say your style is hands-on or more
absolutely
manager? Yeah.
Yeah, you need to really, you know, I try to talk to everybody that comes in here, you know, get to know people a little bit, really get to know how they're having experience here at Modern, you know.
So do you, you know, a sign of a really, I think, a really good restaurant that has great customer service is when someone walks in and you know their name.
Right, yeah. Well,
isn't that a good thing?
We're small. I mean, we're probably 20 tables, you know, so in a community like this, you know, we really kind of try to fit that neighborhood feel where, you know, this isn't just some big restaurant, someone's going to serve you and walk away. Like, hopefully, you know, we get a personal touch, and hopefully when you come back next time, I'd be like, hey, you got the Cadillac margarita last time.
Yeah, exactly. You know. They love that, don't
absolutely
they?
Yeah.
I've been here before. I've been here once
oh,
before.
Yeah?
This was the place of the epic failure of a date, if you remember.
Oh, that was it?
This was the place.
Uh-oh. Oh, I remember that.
I remember telling you guys about it.
We won't talk about the details, but the outcome wasn't
good. The outcome wasn't good.
Well, it was good for you.
It was good for me because it was an entertainment thing for me at the
end.
Well,
plus you didn't have to end up with the guy.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
See, there you go. That's why
the margaritas were phenomenal. I left thinking, you know, at least the food was good.
Yeah. So this is the place.
Yeah, this is the place. It's that right up there at that top, right up
you
there.
You never knew you were famous. Yeah.
Usually, when we try to, like, you know, give people an experience they'll remember, it's not the epic fail.
Oh, he remembers this.
Oh, I remember. It's a sore spot though.
But the guy, not the place.
Yeah,
forever
the place phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
at least the food was good. That's what I said. At least I left and I talked to my mom and I said, Mom, you know, you got to walk away with the positives. I had a great margarita and a great taco, and
go.
I was happy.
And you didn't make the biggest mistake of your life.
And I almost made the biggest mistake of my life.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
That's the way to look at it.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to other bars, restaurants, on how to make such a great place, a great environment? And maybe it is environment. Maybe that's the advice. It's not just about the food.
Well,
the service, but the experience, like you talked about, and how would you define that? How would you define an experience that people would get? Probably many variables.
There is, and it kind of depends on what you want to be and who you want to be it for. You know, it's you can't be all things to all people, and you know, really know what it is you want to be good at and go after it, and the people that get you, will love you for it. And
yeah.
There is really, it's a combination of all things. So, like, if you have a great environment, but the service lacks or whatever, it's still kind of, you really got to kind of fire on all cylinders. So having an approach where you're really paying attention to the details.
That makes sense. And do you cater to certain occasions, like birthdays, anniversaries? You mentioned bachelorette parties. I like that part.
Well, our whole brand is kind of to be more upbeat. You know, we're, open air. We got the music pumping. We got fresh margaritas flowing. So this isn't necessarily the quiet little.
Oh, gotcha.
This is kind of more celebratory, you know. I love it when people come in here and they're having their bachelorette party, like they're sharing that kind of special moment.
That is good.
And they chose us to have it here, you know, that's kind of when you know you're doing something right.
It's a great place for a birthday party type of thing. Like anytime, like you said, celebratory, because it's a fun atmosphere. I like the lights outside, the outside deck is really nice.
Cool.
So there's a lot to do, and just it's a festive, happy restaurant.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's definitely an element that we're trying to embrace.
Now, what do you do in this section? I mean, networking, obviously, but if we're not here, or the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce isn't here, do you have tables here? Or?
So where we're standing right now is our back patio area, which is, as you can kind of see, is kind of naturally separated from the rest of the dining room. However, it's just as easily accessible.
Right.
So we would normally have kind of a dining room set up here, but it's all tables, as you can see, that aren't hard mounted or anything, so
right.
We easily rearrange them to become.
So like a special party or something.
Exactly. So we'll do some corporate events where we'll have, Amex, who is nearby and
yeah.
a lot of business with. We'll do large functions with them. We'll kind of book the area out. Or it could be as simple as birthday parties, private events, and we can set up a banquet table and we can set up, little standing room areas. Or we can do one 30 top banquet table that everybody can sit at.
This is great. I mean, this particular patio area is really excellent. I mean, the weather, especially in Phoenix, when the weather is really great, you got the misters going on, the lights, like Paige said. It's a real open feeling, and I think people would love that.
And if any of your listeners kind of want to get an idea of the place without having to, come down and visit, if you go to our website, modernmargarita.com, we have menus, pictures of the place. We even have a form you can fill out if you are looking to do a large party. It's all the questions we need to know in order to give you a proposal for the best fit. So all that information is available on our website.
You guys on Twitter and Facebook?
Absolutely.
And what is your website?
It's modernmargarita.com.
That's easy enough.
Easy enough.
Wow, that is very cool. Great.
Facebook is just facebook.com/modernmargarita.
Okay.
Wow,
perfect.
This is really cool. Well, why don't we take a quick break? Rich Rush, thank you so much
for being
on the show. We'd love to have you on again. This is just a cool, cool place. And this is Breakthrough Thinking. We'll call it Breakthrough Entertainment today.
Breakthrough Entertainment
today. We have many shows. So we'll be right back after this break.